When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
There it is, man. Johnny Kemp, baby, just got paid. It's Friday night. Fly Jams Friday is in full effect. And if you got a request, DJ Shagru just got out of the TARDIS. He's all ready to go to get your disc spinning. 312-981-7200. Phone lines are open right now for your Fly Jam requests. Get them in now. 312-981-7200. Viggity Viggity Vic's running around in the newsroom like a nut for Fly Jams Friday. And Esmeralda the Heartmelda spun her way into the studio. Is it less fun to not spin through seven floors?
Oh, I mean, that was just
temporary.
You know. Well, it was tiring.
It was tiring. So
this is a needed vacation.
Well, good. Good, good, good. And that's Esmeralda the Heartmelda. I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki. DJ Shagru ready to spin. And it's getting funky right about now. So let's do this, shall we? Let's try this one. I'm a soul survivor. I'm a ten in the time. I'm a sound of heaven now. Yeah, man. That's a classic right there. That's an absolute classic. Spinners, Rubber Man Band, member band, but what? It's easy for me to say, Esmeralda. Rubber Band Man. And I've told you before that the backstory is that they actually did see a dude.
A rubber band man?
Yes, with a giant rubber band doing an act. Like dancing around with a giant rubber band, and they were like, hey, that's a rubber band, man. Let's write a song called Rubber Band Man. And so they did. Isn't that a fascinating behind the scenes?
That story is titillating.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was Behind the Music from VH1.
Right.
That was one of the.
It was all 5 minutes.
That was all. The entire episode of The Spinners was dedicated to just the Rubber Band
Man. Yeah, Behind the Music, Rubber Band Man.
That's right. Spinners, I will say, and I think DJ Shagru would agree with me on this, one of the most played acts on our Friday mornings.
Right. There was one day that we didn't play that one. It was a different song of theirs.
Yeah. Yeah. The
Spinners, you noted that
the Spinners
wasn't Rubber Band Man.
Rubber Band Man, I think, is most popular of the Spinners songs, that most requested of the Spinners songs that we have played. But I also think that, you know, we get a lot of Spinners.
Yes, lots of Spinners. Also, Rubber Band Man does hold the distinction of being played on the first ever.
It was the first ever, too, on the first ever Fly Jams Friday.
When we were saying, this is an example of a fly jam.
We were giving examples. well, I'll tell you what. This is another one that is an example of a fly jam.
Tonight.
Oh, the White Sox. I hit the wrong button. Dan, I'm sorry about
that's
that.
That's all right. The White Sox are Fly Jams.
Right, yeah.
I was like, ooh, that's a clever way to go into commercials.
It's right next to the button I'm supposed to press. All right, let's try that again. Here we go. That's Sly and the Family Stone.
Oh, very.
They're very fly, except if you're a producer and Sly decides to pull a gun on you after doing 14 pounds of cocaine.
I mean, 14 pounds is a lot. Just a
did he smuggle
much.
It in a World Cup trophy?
He did. He had a World Cup trophy.
Like Sly.
He had a bunch
when
of cocaine
play?
And Play-Doh. He had some Play-Doh in there, too. It had Sly's fingerprints all over.
Oh, boy. Sly.
Am I nuts, or did like VH1 make a TV movie about him? About Sly and the Family Stone? Maybe it was a different network, but I have a sneaking memory.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
it was a reenactment.
A reenactment of him pulling a gun out on, because yeah. He did it quite frequently.
Was there a behind the music?
Oh, yeah.
So maybe they did a thing.
Oh, yeah. No, if you want a really good behind the music.
Yeah, Sly.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, the great, I mean, behind the music was.
And then.
Yeah. Are just fantastic, because, like, especially for bands or acts that go through, like, really terrible stuff.
Right.
And addictions and kinds of stuff. And people dying in the band.
Yeah. Coming up. He did 14 pounds of cocaine.
Right, and pulled a gun on a studio musician. Some of the best of them, though, some of the best behind the music, the Metallica one is fantastic.
I vaguely remember that one.
Because that's got the death of Cliff Burton, and then they change, you know, they had to change the band, and then James Hetfield gets set on fire on stage because he steps into a pyro.
Oh, see, I don't remember that part. Oh. I just remember the part with, what's the guy from Megadeth?
Dave Mustaine.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to be in the band.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that part.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that's a good one. Aerosmith, great one.
I don't remember that.
Oh, man, lots of good ones.
Remember the Mamas and the Papas one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the, of course, the one with Leif.
Oh, well, that's a classic.
Yeah.
Where he reunites with the guy who was in the car with him.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Didn't someone make fun of that?
Make fun of that scene?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Felt like someone recreated it.
Maybe.
Which is terrible.
Which is terrible, yeah.
He's like trying to reconcile.
Yeah, and he gets mocked.
Yeah, well.
Well, yeah, deservedly so, idiot. All right, Miles, who is Jen Bosworth's husband. Hey, I wonder if Jen Bosworth has seen the trailer for the new Nicolas Cage movie.
Someone, I posted that trailer,
it's the most
and then someone in the comments told Jen to come get her boy.
Yeah. Mandy is the name of the movie, by the way, and it looks certifiably insane.
I still don't know what's happening.
I have no idea. Even for a Nicolas Cage movie, it looks crazy.
Right.
And, I mean, when you say Nicolas Cage movie, you think, well, it's going to be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Even for a Nicolas Cage movie, by Nicolas Cage movie standards, this is like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, Jen Bosworth's husband, Miles, wanted to hear the Blackstreet's No Diggity / Billie Jean mashup.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know this existed, but here we go. I like that.
I've never heard that.
Oh, I never heard that either. Hey, you know who was on Jimmy Fallon last night? Mummyman, Draculaman, Frankensteinman, all the Blackstreets.
All of them?
Yeah.
What were they doing?
They got a new album.
Oh.
And they also did, Jimmy Fallon. Well, you don't watch Jimmy Fallon because he sucks, but... But he does this thing with the Roots where they get like children's instruments, like little,
oh yeah, I've seen
and
it,
and they recreate songs. Well, they did with Backstreet, with all the Backstreet Boys. Mm-hmm. They did "I Want It That Way." I gotta say, it was great. It was really. I gotta say, it was great.
I will say at the Pride Parade, Kassara played it from our float, and
"I Want It That Way."
Yeah, and there were groups of people as we walked that were singing.
Of course,
with all of us,
it's a jam.
Yeah, it was great.
It's a jam. All right. All right, let's see. How about this one? Chris wanted to hear, this is a classic. Chris wanted to hear this one. Now, that's a one-hit wonder, right, Dan? Wild Cherry only had one hit.
I would imagine.
Yeah. Wild Cherry. They only have that one.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I think I'm confusing them with other.
Which, what's
probably guy. Casey and Sunshine.
Yeah. Oh, Casey and the Sunshine Band? Oh, I see. Yep. Yeah,
hit it right on the head.
Yeah, they had a lot of hits. Casey and the Sunshine Band had a lot of hits. They did. All right, we'll play one more here before we break. And this, of course, is, you know, Brian from Chicago requested this, and this is our theme song. Huh? Is that my favorite Fly Jam? Still my favorite. Johnny Kemp, man. I used to watch that video 53 times a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did you take away from it?
It's a deep, significant message of just getting paid. And,
yeah.
And it's Friday night.
And Friday night.
That's right. All right, let's take a break here. If you guys want to jump in, we got some phone lines open. DJ Shagru is ready to take your requests. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 for your R&B requests right now. We got weather and we got traffic right here. This is Fly. Esmeralda's request. Mm-hmm. Esmeralda, why don't you tell everybody what the hell's going on?
It's Here Comes the Hot Stepper. Right. What is it? Eeny Kamoze. Yeah.
Yeah. Here comes
from the movie Prêt-à-Porter.
It's in Prêt-à-Porter. I don't even remember.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
I don't remember.
That's like the big song out of that movie.
I don't even. I mean, I've only seen the movie once, and it was a long time ago when it came out.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I like the song. I know the song. I didn't remember it from Prêt-à-Porter.
I don't know why that's. Well, because that was like the theme of the movie. So for some reason, I latched onto it.
All right. Yeah. That was a long time ago, that movie, for me.
Yes, it was a long time ago.
Really long time ago. And I just, it's very hard for me to associate that song with Robert Altman. I don't know why it's very hard for me to do that. But anyway, well, there it is. There's Esmeralda's request. If you have one, 312-981-7200. All right, let's try, I'm going to say, make sure I hit the right button. Let's try this one, the 574 area code requesting this. Oh, super fat. You're going to make your fortune by and by. But if you lose, don't ask no questions why. The only game you know is do or die. You know, they just made a remake of this movie, of Superfly.
Oh, I saw that.
And it tanked at the box office.
cool, because nobody notable is in it, right?
A lot of rappers, a lot of hip hop. Well, Omar's in it from The Wire. Michael K. Williams.
Is that it though?
Because
like the main character isn't anybody.
No, it's a lot. There are a lot of hip hop people in it that I'm not familiar with because I don't follow hip hop now.
Yeah.
And the director's name is Director X.
Oh.
And I guess he did a lot of hip-hop videos and stuff, so... Mm-hmm. But, you know, and I actually... Eric and I were talking about box office the week before it came out, and I was like, you know, I got a feeling this thing's going to actually catch on. I was like, I think it's going to be a hit. I think it's going
to
be a hit.
I'm not going to trust you ever need to bet on anything.
Yeah, no, don't bet on it. No, it completely tanked. My friend Sergio, who grew up, you know, still lives on the South Side, and would go down to the Loop and see all the Blaxploitation movies. That was his, that was his childhood. When he heard that they were doing a remake of Superfly, he went nuts. He's like, no, you can't. No. No.
Angry. Yeah, I would imagine.
Angry. Because that's like, that's like a big movie from his youth, you know? And I thought there would be like they would tap into an African-American audience and also a hip-hop audience, whether you're African-American or whatever you are. And it didn't do that. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that people hold the original Superfly so close that they went, no, we don't want to see this. So I read that wrong.
Clearly.
708 area code. you know, this is one of the we're going to hear a little song by this artist who has a Broadway show dedicated to her right now and is doing smash up business. It's Donna Summer. Very complicated lyrics.
Right.
Did you tell that's Giorgio Moroder produced?
Yes.
That's Giorgio Moroder.
What's the musical?
It's called Summer, and it's all about Donna Summer.
Oh.
And it's basically like three different actresses playing Donna Summer, mm-hmm. and they kind of tell her life story, and they sing all the songs, and everybody's been going nuts. Like, it's...
Really?
They performed on the Tonys. They did Last Dance on the Tonys.
Oh.
Very good. And it's like it's really killing the box office in Broadway.
Mm.
So, all right. We have one from the one and only Bennett, the Business of Funk.
Ooh.
He's made his request. Bennett, the Business of Funk. He knows funk. All right. Yeah. See, Bennett is a very tall, very white man, but he's deeply funky.
I imagine he comes in a lowrider. Just by the sound of that song, like, wow.
Yeah. That's the bar case with Too Hot to Stop. Yeah. Yeah, Bennett always consistently requests very funky songs.
Yeah, very funky.
He adds to Fly Jams Friday very nicely. All right. Well, this is a 219 area code requested this. This is maybe my favorite Commodore song of all time. Yeah. Hey, by the way, I just wanted to let everybody know, I was looking up at the screen here, and they're doing Dean's picks for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Superfly on there?
No, Superfly's not on there, but he gave the new Sicario a B+.
Oh, good.
Very excited. Also, I forgot Dave's in town this weekend.
That's right. I saw that, and I was like, oh, I wonder why Nick's not there.
No, I would love to go, but, you know, and I would be tempted to just get a ticket and go, but it's going to be 105 degrees.
Oh, that's true.
Everybody's going to be drunk but me.
And it's outside.
And that's what I'm saying. Yep. Everybody's going to be drunk and hot, and I won't be, and I'll be miserable, even though it's Dave.
Blah.
So, yeah. Yeah. Imagine you going to that and hating Dave.
Oh, I already did that once.
I know.
Don't need to do it again.
All right. That was the bar case, Too Hot to Stop. So there you go. And those are our Fly Jams. Esmeralda, have a great weekend. Stay cool.
Thank you. You too.
And we'll see you Monday morning.
See ya.
All right. Let's take a break here. The news is coming up after this.